Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to K-Man's In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. Earlier, we just spoke with USD 383 school board member Kurt Herman and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. If you missed any of that a little later today, you can go on our website at newsradiokman.com. Click on the on-demand tab, go to In Focus, and you can catch up on this morning, yesterday, last week, last year, maybe even the year before that, as long as we've been archiving In Focus on our website. Tomorrow, Kathy Dawes will be back with you, and we'll be Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. We'll speak for the whole hour, so always good to have Lyle in. Right now, it's always good to have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram in. Kevin, welcome.
Good morning.
Let me turn you on. Kevin, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Wednesday already.
It's Wednesday already, but the sun's shining, so it's a beautiful day outside.
It is. It looks really nice. Might actually have to do something outside today. Yeah, although I did some stuff outside yesterday. I was at the Unity rally.
Yeah. I've got a great suggestion for you, Brady. I have all these leaves on my yard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking
even
more leisure.
I rake in the bags.
He might even give you another Brady Bowman for three if he did that, right? No, I don't think so. Doesn't look like it.
That's a follow-up.
Okay.
If I rolled all the leaves into a ball, maybe, and
if you did
hold
the ones
the trash
at Kevin's house, then you're really talking.
Okay.
We'll hit you up good.
There we go.
All right. Always busy at Manhattan Christian College.
It's always busy.
You gave me a piece of paper with a lot of dates, a lot of events.
Yeah, a lot of events. One of the things we have coming up this weekend is our Oasis Youth Conference. And so one of the things people will notice around town Friday and Saturday, we're going to have 1,050 junior high and high school students on our campus for this great event. And it's something that we developed years ago. When I was a student in the 80s, we had it, and it was Fall Festival of Faith, and it may have been 200 or 300 people. But we went, partnered with youth pastors from the area, and went more regional with this conference. And there'll be over 1,000 students, 250 adults who converge on Manhattan. And the theme is Let the Truth Be Known. The speaker is Trip Lee. He's a pastor out of Atlanta, Georgia. And the Jordan Howard and Band will be leading worship. And we hold all the main sessions at KSU's McCain Theater. It's a great event. Obviously, with almost 1,400 people, you need a large venue for that. And so we're looking forward to having them on campus. They have lunch on MCC's campus on Saturday. And so there's going to be if somebody's driving down Anderson Avenue and they see a few hundred high school kids coming across the street, that's what it's for. And it's an opportunity for us to not only pour into these kids and help them be better, help them face some of the challenges of life, help them face some of the things that they're going to be living in our world. But it's also a chance for us to expose students to Manhattan Christian College, as well as Kansas State University. You know, we have a great partnership with them, and that's one of the reasons we love hosting it on both of our campuses, because it exposes that partnerships and students to really realize how close we are, directly across the street. And so when people see that this weekend, it's going to be a wonderful time. A lot of the hotels will be full with these students and their adults, and we hope it's a fun weekend, and just love giving people a heads up that that's what's going to be happening. And it's a great conference. We've been going on for a while, and we hope to continue that year after year.
And you said over 1,000 students mostly from Kansas?
Yeah, they'll mostly be from Kansas, but we know youth groups come in from Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, as well as Colorado. I don't think any come in from further than that, but our immediately surrounding states, we have youth groups that come in from in. They're groups of 5 to 10 and groups of 50 to 60. So there'll be buses and vans and everything, and it's just a great opportunity to expose people to K-State, MCC, and the Manhattan community. So we hope it's a great event for these kids. The theme is Let the Truth Be Known, and I think Tripp's going to do a great job sharing that.
And you don't have much of a break, really, as far as activities at Manhattan Christian College. You have this weekend, and of course next week's Thanksgiving, but really just right after that you're back into some more stuff.
Oh yeah, ICOM is International Conference on Missions, and our students are leaving tomorrow morning for that. So we're going to have about 40 students helping with Oasis. We've got about 25 to 30 who are going to ICOM, and it is an interesting conference because it's definitely focused on missions, and it shows our students what's going on around the world. And I heard earlier the USD team talking about giving people hands-on experience, and the question that came up about using the technical college and making sure students have that. One of the things we love to provide with the education at MCC are those hands-on opportunities. And ICOM is a part of exposing our students to those opportunities. It's a conference. It moves around every year. This year it's going to be in Peoria, Illinois. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, a variety of places. But this year it's in Peoria, and we look forward to our students going because there are about 700 to 800 exhibitors. The majority of those are mission organizations from all around the world. And every year when our students go, it exposes them to the opportunities that are out there for their summer internships. We have students every summer who go to China and Africa and Asia and Europe, and many of the connections that they make for those opportunities are provided at this conference. There's workshops all day long. There's main sessions at night where missionaries and speakers from around the world challenge the attendees at the conference to really think about what they've been given and what they've been blessed with and how they can use that to help make a difference in our world. And so that's one of those opportunities. And I share that because that's not an event that that obviously people from Manhattan can say, hey, I want to join your group. They can go to the conference. But I share that because it emphasizes the type of education we try to provide. Last night I met with students. I told you it's about 10 o'clock at night, and we had about 10 of us in the room. And, you know, we're asking, what do we do well? What could we do better? What are opportunities? And one of the things that students always mention is the fact that we provide them opportunities for hands-on leadership. When they come in at 18, we expect them to be leaders and start using their gifts now in a safe environment where they can fail, learn from it, and then move on without losing a job. And so this is a wonderful opportunity. And students will come back excited, connections, be able to go someplace this summer and really experience the world and gain a deeper understanding of who they are and where they would like to serve and live the rest of their lives.
And that's quite the education. International travel is quite the education.
Yeah, I don't know where all you've been, but I've been to several countries, and it is eye-opening for sure.
Not really a lot yet. That's like, it's one on my bucket list is to really go to Europe, especially. Mm-hmm. A lot of places. South America is on my bucket list. I've been, my foreign travels are not very impressive. I think it was Niagara Falls.
Okay. Yeah.
which is just like, I was in Canada for maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was actually on a youth group trip back in high school.
Oh,
we
awesome.
Kind of went all over the place. We went to Chicago for a little bit, got involved in some ministry there in Chicago. We went to Indianapolis, caught a Bulls Pacers game. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was a valuable experience, but always jealous of folks who are able to really travel the world like that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Some other things coming up, just not long after Thanksgiving, Flint Hills Masterworks.
Yeah, Flint Hills Masterwork Chorale is a chorale group that MCC sponsors here in the community, and it is a community group. While we have students who participate, some years there's none, but some years there's a few. But it's something that we sponsor in the community, and it is an incredible group. It's a group of community people who come together, and they perform some very difficult music pieces, but they perform them very well. And Mary Ann Bueller, our librarian, is the one who's the pianist for it. Julie Yu, who's a professor at Kansas State, directs the chorale. And this Christmas, December 8th, at First United Methodist Church, it's a Friday night at 7:30, they're going to be doing a piece, and I heard it yesterday, and I don't remember, but I think K-State's choir is joining them, as well as some of the instrumental professors, and I encourage people to come out. It's a free concert. We take up a free will offering just to cover the cost of putting the piece on and everything that we do that night. But I encourage people to come December 8th, 7:30, First United Methodist Church. I know if they enjoy classical music and vocal music, they will really be blessed that night. So we encourage people to come out, and just wanted to make sure we mentioned that on the air since it's coming up soon.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. You can also ask us a question on our Twitter page at 1350KMAN. You can also ask me a question on Twitter at Brady2Day. And looking at, what do you think, Kevin, do you want to get in a couple more of these events, or should we go to break?
It's up to you. It's your schedule. That's on true. Your schedule, so you tell me.
Let's go ahead and take that break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.